Okay, let's start with Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. We are on a couple of lines up from the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis, and today she responds to the Refuah Shalema, Rina Blima Bas Chaya Rezel. Rina Blima Bas Chaya Rezel, the Refuah Shalema. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We are about 10 lines up from the bottom. Yud Aleph and Beis. We're in the first parak in the sugyas of Iber HaShana and Kiddush HaChodesh, and the different reasons why we might add on a month and add on a day that Bastin will do, and we start with a couple more halachos. Tanu Rabbanan, Ima Abernas HaShana El Bayom, one is only allowed to do Iber HaShana Bayom, all the different rules that we have had. You have to be Mizuman, you have to be invited, and you have to start off with a certain number, maybe 3, then 5, then 7. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, you can also only do it by Yom. If you did it at night, if your Ma'abar, the Bezin decided, and added on a month at night, it doesn't work. It's not effective. And also, Kiddush HaChodesh. When we sanctify the month, that also has to be done by Yom. And if they did it at night, it is not Mekudesh. So Ibur and Kiddush both have to be done by Yom. We're familiar with this halacha from the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed, tells us that if somebody forgets Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh at night, one does not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Why is that? That's the last few lines of the fourth parak of Maseches Brachas. Amar of Anan Amarav, Ta'a v'lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh Arvis ein machzirin oso, l'fi she'ein bezdin mekashin as a chodesh, ela bayom, because of our halacha. Right, that's the Bezdin v'lo mekadesh bayom, and Yalav Yavo is kind of like a Kiddush HaChodesh, personal, individual for us, and therefore we don't have to repeat. It's not as critical. Ameimar says maybe that only applies by a Chodesh Malay, not by a Chodesh Chatzar, but Ravashi says to Ameimar, no, Michti Rav Taimak Amar Mali Chatzar Mali Malay, El Loshna, there's no difference, and one does not have to repeat the halacha, doesn't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, or the Amida when, if one forgets Yalav Yavo and Ma'ariv, again, based on this halacha, of Imekachar El Chodesh, Ela Bayom. There is a much discussed Deya in the Achronim. So Deya in the Chai Adam, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Chai Adam, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Klal Chav Dalet, Sif Yud, quotes Hagon Reb Abali Pasviler, which all the Achronim talk about. He quotes that if somebody forgets HaMelech HaKadosh on Leil Rosh Hashanah, in Ta'a below Rosh Hashanah, Lomar HaMelech HaKadosh, Ein Tzor Lachzor, you don't have to repeat the Amida of Rosh Hashanah. The Dino Kemosh Ta'a below Rosh Chodesh, B'yalav Yavo, Shein Chozer, Shein Mekashin Ezech Chodesh B'alayla. That's the Deya here of Reb Abali Pasviler, that if somebody forgets HaMelech HaKadosh, the night of Rosh Hashanah also, one does not have to repeat because of Eimakachin Balayla. And all the Achronim wonder what he's talking about, right? This is not like another Yantif, right? If you're not Mazkir, Rabbeinu Yonah says there in Brachas Adaf Lamed, if you're not Mazkir, Shol Yantif Rosh Hashanah, Machzirin Oso Kamo Bishar Yantif, right? Other all the Achronim wonder what he's talking about. This isn't Yalav Yavo, this is the Amida itself, if you don't mention Rosh Hashanah and HaMelech HaKadosh. The Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Vilna suggests in his Tshuvas that maybe Chazal were only Misakein HaMelech HaKadosh because these are Yimei Din U'Mishpat. And we learned in the Brisa in Rosh Hashanah, Dafches, the Bezdin Shalmala is not Nichnas Ladin on Rosh Hashanah until Bezdin Shalmata is the Kaddish Tachodesh. So maybe it is connected. It is connected in a deeper way, even though not directly. Either way, that's the Deya that is discussed. Many argue with it, but that is the Deya quoted in the Chai Adam. Okay, so that is halacha number one. Only by Yom, for Ibar Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh. Amar Rabbi Abba, Maikra. What's the pasuk? How do we know that one is only Mekadesh or Ma'abir by Yom? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Tega B'chodesh Shofar, Ba'kesa Liyom Chageinu, Blow shofar, bakesa liyom chagenu, relating to the shofar, bakesa, where it's covered, liyom chagenu, on the day of the chag. Ezeo chag shachodesh miskasa bo, which holiday is the moon covered, right? Every holiday on the Jewish calendar is somewhere in the middle of the month, either on the 6th of the month, or on the 15th of the month, or on the 10th of the month. Which holiday is the moon covered, meaning it's on the first day of the month? Havi Omer is a Rosh Hashanah. So this pasuk is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. It also talks about Tikkun Bakol the Shofar, Viksiv, and the pasuk says right next to it, Kichok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat Lelokei Yaakov. So it calls the chok that's being discussed, the chag is called Mishpat. So we compare it to another halacha Mishpat, Ma Mishpat Bayom, as we had back in Baba Basra, just like Mishpat is only done Bayom, Av Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom, so Kiddush HaChodesh is only done by Yom. That is the mak that Kiddush HaChodesh is like Mishpat, is only done by Yom. This drasha, though, is much discussed. So we translated, we interpreted it as many Rishonim do, as Rashi does, third to last line in Rashi. What do you mean? Shachodesh viskasa Moshe ha'levana ena nireis ba'aliyo l'chol olam. The moon is not revealed and open to the world. D'chsiv chodesh ba'kesa. It says that it's covered, and that is Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi quotes, shachag ha'brosh chodesh hu, right? It's chag is on Rosh Chodesh. Other chagim are be'emsa chodesh. Therefore you can see the moon. But not this one. Tosfos and Bates is bothered. That doesn't sound like the pshat from the words. What does the word say? Ezo chag shachodesh miskasebo. Chodesh means the moon. That the moon is covered. It sounds like the chodesh is miskase. So maybe there's another pshat. Tosfos and Bates on Daf Tezayin suggests a couple of other pshatim for this line of the Gemara. He quotes Rashi and he says, I don't think that's the, sounds that way from the words. V'kashal afizeh. Tavadel me'mar shalavana miskase. Lakach. Here is Rabbeinu Tam. So first day in Tosfos is Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Shirosh Chodesh Mizdamin Bo. Miskase can mean Mizdamin. It occurs on it. Which is the holiday that Rosh Chodesh always falls out on? Ezel Chag Shalavana Shalachodesh Miskase. Klomer Shiragil Lavobo. Vikisi Lashin Zman. Kimolioma Kese Yavobeso. Quoting a pasuk in Mishlei. Okay, one shot. So, is it the moon that's covered? Is it the Rosh Chodesh that it falls out on? Number three, Rabbeinu Mishulam Pirish, Miskase, Shalohaya Seir, Shalosh Chodesh Karaba. Rabbeinu Mishulam says, an amazing Shita, the special Seir of Rosh Chodesh that's brought on the other 11 Rosh Chodeshim is not brought on Rosh Hashanah. And that's what it means, the Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh element of the Rosh Chodesh is hidden. You don't bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. Rabbeinu Tam cannot fathom that he really said that. Thanks, Rabbeinu Tam. To put the sefta kamar to kachashiv seir bashana. This is the sefta that lists off all the seir of the year. Velomatz v'kachashiv yud beis seir the Rosh Chodeshim. Quotes 12 Rosh Chodeshim. Velomatzino yud beis in lohaya seir the Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbeinu Tam asks Rabbeinu Mishulam, how can you say we don't bring it? Veheishiv lo Rabbeinu Mishulam. Rabbeinu Mishulam answers, you're right. I never meant that, even though it sounds that way. So lo ala al da alibo lo markein ela mishum. What he meant to say was, it's not explicit in the text. Not that you don't bring the carbon, it's not explicit in the text. That's the pshat of Ezeu Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo, which is then interesting. Why would that be so significant that it's a din? You bring the carbon just because the Torah doesn't mention it doesn't mean that it's something significant. So why would we call it that? Let's hold that off for a second. V'yesh b'farshim, and then finally another pshat Tosfos quotes Miskasesh in Maskirin Osov Musaf the Rosh Hashanah. You don't mention it in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So three different opinions. I mean, at least they have a Deya, Rabbeinu Mishulam, originally in the Tosfos. You know, what exactly does it mean that the Seir Rosh Chodesh is lacking? Does it mean that you don't bring it? Does it mean that you don't mention it in Davening? Does it mean that it's just not mentioned in the Torah? Three different levels. For Rabbeinu Tam, Omer Adarabah, Rabbeinu Tam says just the opposite. Ho v'haya kari, maskirinos of Muslim Rosh Hashanah. He argues as though you do mention it. V'tikin Rabbeinu Tam lomar, v'muslim, milvat olas ha'chodesh. The lashon in some machzorim they're in parentheses. What's the root issue though? What's the conceptual issue behind this discussion of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Mishulam? How much is the Rosh Chodesh element of the day hidden or not? Right, Rosh Hashanah is, we might say, super Rosh Chodesh. It's the Rosh Hashanah, not just Rosh HaChodesh. And therefore, one might say that it's super Rosh Chodesh. Yes, it's Rosh Chodesh, but it's super. Or you might say the Rosh Chodesh element is subsumed and you don't even recognize that it's Rosh Chodesh halachically. And maybe you wouldn't need that. That's why the Torah doesn't mention the day, the carbon explicitly. And maybe that's why you might not even mention it in davening, because the Rosh Hashanah element totally subsumes the Rosh Chodesh element, and we shouldn't focus on the Rosh Chodesh element at all, even if we might bring a carbon, but in terms of our davening, as the Torah does not. Either way, and that might also have to do with the fact that we don't bench Rosh Chodesh, even though the simple interpretation, as the Gemara says, is, as the Achronim say, is La'arbe v'sasatan, but that is a later reason. Good. So that is all one element, the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh element. This also relates to, not exactly the same issue, the Rosh Chodesh relation to Rosh Hashanah relates to just the holiday of Rosh Hashanah in general. You know, what type of holiday is it? Right, the Mishnah, the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, says, Yantif Shal Rosh Hashanah. Right, the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, Tokeh B'Mikdash Avalo B'Medina. So the Mishnah calls it a holiday, a Yantif. A Yantif Shal Rosh Hashanah. But we know that Rosh Hashanah is not a holiday like the other Chagim. It's not one of the Chagim, though it's a Moed. The Torah talks about it in Parshas Emor and the Parshas Hamoedim. Rosh Hashanah is mentioned. But it's not a Chag. We don't have a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And many areas of Halacha have unique discussions by Rosh Hashanah whether this is related to the other holidays or not. Do you say Tzidkas HaTzedek when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Three different opinions in the Ron. Does Rosh Hashanah break Avelus? Right, discussion in Misachas Moed Katan. Right, what about Achiyev Seuda? Right, Achiyev Seuda, that's fascinating because there are different opinions on the extremes. Some Gaonim say that one has to fast on Rosh Hashanah. After all, it's Yom HaDin. How can you not fast on Rosh Hashanah? Other Gaonim say you have a Achiyev Mitzvah to eat on Rosh Hashanah. We paskin, you have to eat, but somewhere in the middle. The language of the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuv Tzadi Zayin. Ochlim v'shosin usmeichin ve'ein mesanin b'Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'shabeshuva. We eat and drink and are happy, and we don't fast. Amnam, the Shulchan Aruch limits it. Lo yochlu kol savam l'man lo yakelu rosham v'tiyayiras Hashem al p'neihem. We don't, shouldn't go, it's not another yantif. You don't have full Simchas Yantif, it seems like, from the Shulchan Aruch, at least on a practical level. Eat, but don't eat all your fill. Right? Remember that it's Yom HaDin. So it's somewhere of the balance that we try to have. Right? So for all these areas of Halacha. Right? Do you say Vatodienu? Do you say Vahasienu? That's discussions in the Gaonim and the Rishonim. But this is all about getting to the root nature of the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, Hallel is the big one. Hallel the Gemara talks about. The Gemara asks at the end of Rosh Hashanah why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, how do you understand the answer of the Gemara? Where the Gemara says that the Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the answer given is Masa Yadai, not Masa Yadai, that's a different reason. The Gemara answers that my children are being judged today, right? The king is sitting on the throne of judgment, and they're going to say Hallel in front of me. Is that appropriate? Meaning what? So does that mean that it's a day that you should say Hallel, but, or it's a day that you shouldn't say Hallel? The Rambam's Lash, how he formulates the Gemara is that it's not days of Simcha Yisera. It's not days of extra Simcha. Now, Mashma, there is some Simcha. So that's a fascinating discussion about the nature of Rosh Hashanah, but related to that is what came up in our Gemara, and that is the relationship between Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, and that's the different pshatim given in Tosfos and Beitza of the line in our Gemara of the Chag Shachodesh Miskasavo. You have Rashi, and you have the three Pshatim there in Tosfos and Beitza on Daf Tezai. Okay, we continue now with the last line. Tana Rabbanan. The point about the day, Mekasher Shachodesh Bayom, and doing every, or Mishpat Bayom, there is a Sma. The Sma in Choshe Mishpat and Simen Hei discusses, what about Bizman Hazeh when we have not Bizman Hazeh, the Sma says, not Bizman Hazeh, but just, what about candles? Could you do a Mishpat when one has candles? If one lights candles by Lila, the Sma says, Mutter Ladun, right, the Bayom is only by Mishpat even. Bayom is only if one is dark, but if one has candles, it's Mutter. The Shach argues there, but that's the Machlokas, the Sma and the Shach. The Beshel Chachma, the beginning of Tetzaveh, finds a hint to the Sma Shita. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu is told, V'yikhu eilecha, shemen zayizach, The language of the pasuk is for you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Beis Hamikdash place, was always allowed to do mishpat because he always had light, halachically, so to speak, conceptually, because he always was able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if Yichru Elecha, that's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, and then he says Chukas Olam Adoro Sechem Meis Bnei Yisrael. So related to that pasuk, one can look there. He says is an allusion to the Sma Shitam. He's a remez Mashkasav B'Sma the Kshenir is Dolkim Mutter Ladun Balayla, when there is light. So Moshe Rabbeinu always had light. It was as if there was Dulukim, and therefore he would be able to judge the case at night. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, last line. A Ma'abar Neshashana Bishnei Ravon. One is not allowed to be Ma'abar Neshashana. We cannot an extra month in a famine year. In a famine year, we can't add on an extra month. Why? Rashi, on top. Lafi shekala hatvua. Because there's no food. And another limitation of our eating is until we get to the second day of Pesach and bring the karban, so then bring karban ha-omer that we can't eat. There's even more we can't eat. So you want to have the day of the omer as soon as possible. So whatever there is to eat, you'd be able to eat. And that's why we're not ma'abar the shana in a shnei ra'avon. Tanya, where else do you see that? The following brisa. Rabbi Omer, or Rabbi Meir. Omer, v'ish bami bal shalisha, v'yavo l'isha lokim. Lechem, they brought to, came to the isha lokim, came to Elisha, right, the most miraculous miracle worker, one should say, in Tanakh, he performed more miracles than anybody else, beginning in Malachim Beis, are all his miracles. V'yavo l'isha lokim, lechem, bikurim, esrim, lechem, seorim, the gomer. Right, there's a little bit. Yosef Bashlisha. Bashlisha has the earliest ripening grain. We see only seorim, only barley was ripened and growing. Right, if there was wheat, we would have brought wheat because wheat is food usually used for human consumption. Barley is usually known as animal food. Shema Tomar Chitim, Tamalomar Seorim. Shema Tomar Lefnei Omer. Tamalomar, it must be not, because what does the pasuk say right afterwards? Elisha says, "Tein la'am vayochelu," right? Give to the am, and they'll eat. Meaning, achra omer haya, they could eat right away. So it was after the omer. So it was after the omer. In the middle, it was Pesach time, or after Pesach, and it was only barley. Amar me'ata ru'uya isa osa shah shetesaber. That shana should have been moved. They should have added on another month, so there could be other grains that were able to be ripened at that time, by Pesach time, Ma lo ebrua Elisha, right? Why didn't Elisha, why wasn't he ma'abirit? Sheshnas batzores haisa, it was a famine, yevahu akol ratzin le Pesach granos. And everybody was running to the Pesach granos because they were nervous and they needed food, and that is why, he wasn't ma'abir the shana. Good. Says the, Rambam. There's a important Rambam that is much discussed also. By the Kesavishta and by the Ravid first. The Ravid already argues. Says the Ravid. The question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Says the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaKodesh, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezayin. Yirali, Shezeh Sh'amru Chachamim, a Ma'abrid B'shnas Ravonu B'shvias. That which the Chachamim said, that we just read and we're going to read. That we don't add on a month during a famine year or during a Shemitah year. Right? Also, reasons that there might not be as much to eat because nobody planted. Shelo yavru bahem bebeit sarach hadrachim v'ksharim v'chayotzu bahem. That which the Chacham say were not ma'aber because of various reasons. Avalam haisa ashana ru'uya lehis aber. But if there are other reasons, like we spoke about, the tkufa and the other grains and the aviv, if there are other reasons that the shana should be mitaber, avalam haisa ashana ru'uya lehis aber. Mipnei tkufa o mipnei ha'aviv uperos ha'ilon. Ma'abrin la'olam b'chozman. Says the Rambam, we're not ma'abir if there's a famine year for other reasons, but if one of the ikar reasons that we mentioned apply, kufa vipir zilan, you're ma'abir even during these famine years. And the Ravid doesn't like it. The Ravid says, that's against our Gemara. Says the Ravid, v'hamil salesa, to behedya garcina, Sanhedrin dafyud beis, tanya, be mayor omer. Right, he had that gersa. Quotes me Baba Shalisha, quotes our story, v'hahasam du chazili ibur ebreha aviv, upeiros ilan. As is clear from that Gemara, the tefillah wasn't ready yet. V'lo ibran, they were ma'aber, levisha e ma'aber, mishtei batzor, bravo. You're not ma'aber during a famine year. So I don't know what the Rambam's talking about, says the Ravid. Gam sham nimsa kasuv shem ma'aber al tkufa levada, v'anami lesa. And he continues and argues on the Rambam. The Kesavishta tries to defend the Rambam. Question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Are there Argamars? Are there Yerushalmi? But that is the That is the Rambam. If you're looking in the Shiurei HaRav, Rav Soloveitchik discusses this, how does the not where did the Rambam get it from, but what's the Svara? So based on other rayas that we're not going to get into now, he discusses that, yes, generally one is not ma'aber for a during a Shnas Ravon, but those other reasons, this is the lumdis that he discussed on yesterday's daf, what are their different reasons, as we've said, different quality and power of reason. Some reasons are sa'ad, some reasons are ikr. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, the reasons that are ikr label the year. There's a chalos in the year, and therefore it needs to have, to be mu'uberes. The nira, the kavanas ha-rambam, explaining our rambam, says Rav Soloveitchik in Osh Rei Samach Tes, here in the Shiur HaRav. The near the Kabbalah Rabbah was that. To Rabon Vishvias Havitzrichim Gitzrachim Gedolim. Shebiglalam Roy Shalola Hisavir. There are needs. There are practical needs that Bezir would not be Ma'abah the Shana for them. Volachin Yitchim Kolata Amim Shal Tzorech Shema'abah Machbatam. So if there is any other needs, there's cold, there's this, there's Sheleg, there's any other ones that we might have used. So those are, minimized based on these huge reasons of Rabon and Shvias. Vebnei Elu Atzrachim Ayoter Gedolim. Shinis Hapechat Sarech Leo Shalol Lizaber V'Lachin Eima Abrin. Aval Imchal Al Hashana Atzma Din Ibur. But if the year, based on the situation, there's a chalos sar, not even a need, but there's a status given. The year is a shana that needs Ibur. Ukamosha Biyan, like we saw earlier, Ditzkufa Aviv Uperis Ilan Kulam Havin Chalos Be'etzem Hashana. The Be'idon Shashanim Yushno Sachama. Because with these reasons, our reasons to help us define the year as a solar year. The Jewish calendar has to be lunar months and a solar year. If these aren't correct, if these don't exist, then you don't have a solar year, and Memela, the whole calendar falls apart. So these are the most overarching, important ideas. Be'ela in Lidchos as the Iber, but it is a that even if you have a strong tzorech, like Ravon or Shemitah, one wouldn't be docha because then the year wouldn't be definitional to what it needs to be. It needs to be a halachic solar year, and these reasons allow it to be that. With even if there are other needs, we wouldn't be ma'aber for this. That's a svara for the Rambam, even though that doesn't explain where he got it from in the Gemara. But that's the svara. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, a ma'aber es hashana lifnei Rosh Hashanah. One is not ba'arba the shana before Rosh Hashanah, meaning 6 months in advance. One doesn't say, Bezin doesn't decide then to be ba'arba the shana already. And if it was done, it's not effective. Einem uberes. Avo mebnei hatchak, ma'arba no sa'acha Rosh Hashanah miyan. Mebnei hatchak, if there's a difficult situation, if there's a tchak, if maybe they won't find the mufla or the bezdin when it comes to Adar, or maybe rather Rashi explains, Shema yavo ha'melech edomi v'yakim ayodim, the Goyim aren't gonna let us. Right, either way, if we need to do it right after Rosh Hashanah, we can do it right after Rosh Hashanah. If you have Alpiki, then Ma'abrin Allah Adar. But still, even if you do it right after Rosh Hashanah, the only month that you add is Adar, a few months later. You don't add on any other month of the year. Why can't you do it before Rosh Hashanah? What's the issue? So, discussion, Rashi and the Avrabah. Rashi is because they're going to forget by that time. They're going to forget the Yom Ha'Avr the Shana, and therefore they're going to end up not eating chametz during Adar Beis, and they'll eat chametz during Nisan. Right, so therefore Rashi says they're going to forget. If they're going to forget, therefore you can't ma'abr it so early. Right, right after Rosh Hashanah, they won't forget. Right, what's the chilek? So it could be that the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Yom Naroyim, days are so defining and awe-inspiring that before and after it's like different years. It's different time periods. And I can remember something right after Rosh Hashanah because I don't have to go through those events in between that can stay in my mind. For before Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are so defining and all-consuming, so then even on a practical level, we're not going to remember, and therefore maybe that's why Rashi says, there's a chashash shichacha. The Yad Ramah has a different chashash. The Yad Ramah says, because maybe if it's before Rosh Hashanah, we also know Adar is the end of the year, so El is also the end of the year. Maybe there'll be confusion about which month is Me'ubar. Shelo Yomru Elul Be'elel Ibru. Va'asi minei churva to'asi lezulzule b'Rosh Hashanah u'besukis u'lameichal b'yom ha'kipurim. So forget the issue of Chavit, 6 months from now. The Yad Ramah says maybe they're going to get confused right now. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah says, Another pshat, shechashashu sheyishtanem matzav aviv haperos. Maybe it's too early, right? Maybe things are going to change by then. And you can only add on the last month, so therefore you can't do it so early. Again, after Rosh Hashanah, they said, sorry, okay, it's the same year, it's a little bit closer, and we'll accept it. That's Rashi and the Yad Rama. The other line here is only Adar. So why only Adar? Why could we only add on Adar? Ein ma'abrin ela Adar. So Tosfos here quotes, Ein ma'abrin ela Adar, v'kol shara chadashim ein ma'abrin. Dichsiv lachodesh shneimasar hu chodesh Adar. Right, that's what it says in the Megillah. In Megillah's Esther, Vima Abra Nachas Bishara Chadashim Lo Havi Adar Shnei Masar. Adar wouldn't be the 12th if you were Ma'aber. It says in the Megillah, it has to be the Chodesh Shnei Masar, Chodesh Adar. That's the month that Haman picked, and therefore you see that is the 12th month. Interesting. The Sharm Sinai Balacha discusses here what, because Haman called it that. That's why that's defining for us. That's in the Megillah, but what does that have to do with Haman, right? What do we care about what he said? Vinir Ali says to Sharm Sian Balacha, Delomi Shum to Haman Arasha Karu Shemasar, Falachen Yafina Midvarav. No. It's not Haman, but it's afterwards. El Akivan to Mordechai the Esther Kasu a Megillah Baruch HaKodesh. But once Mordechai and Esther wrote the Megillah with Ruach HaKodesh, Dav Zion, that's why he got into Tanakh. And they decided to put this in, so it means it wasn't Haman's invention. Haman got it, but it wasn't Haman's invention. And they decided that with Yata Deshmaya and Ruach HaKodesh, it has that status. That's what we learn from him. That's why we find other examples as well. Right? We learn from the Lashon of Avimelech, certain ideas, and also what Bilam says. The Gemara talks about what Bilam said. Avi Sharma Shashama Kadesh Bia Kadesh Baruchu. El Kadesh Baruchu Amr Blush and Kodesh, Amr Blush and Moav, Batar Kasu, Blush and Shamar Kadesh Baruchu. Right, well, we learned things from what Bilam said as we discussed a couple weeks ago in the Parsha Shirab. So there are many areas. We learned from Lavan Arami about giving a psula Yud Beis Chodesh, any different halachas, but if there is a halacha, if there is a minhag, whatever it is, then we can learn from that. That is what the Sharm Sinai Balacha here explains, Tosfos about Adar being the 12th. Okay, let's continue. Eini, is this really true that we're only Ma'aber Adar? And we only do it after Rosh Hashanah. V'ashochu leil Rava zuba meireka. They sent to Rava. They sent a code. Couldn't say it beferish because they were nervous that the message would get intercepted and they would find out that they're being mekadesh and ma'aber, which they weren't allowed to do. So shochu leil Rava zuba meirekas. V'tavsu nesher. They say azug came a two tamid chachamim came from Rekas. Rekas is Tveria, as the Gemara says in Megillah. Ubiyadam dvarim anasu baluz, and in their hands were things that were done baluz. Luz, right? What is that? Tcheles was done in luz, right? That was there where they Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sota. He luz shetsoven bat tcheles, right? Umay niu tcheles bischus harachamim ubischusam yatsa b'shalom. Right? They were captured. The Nesher grabbed them. The Nesher was Persian soldiers and the army. But bischus Hashem and in their own schus they were came out b'shalom. They were freed. Va'amuse yirechi nachshon bikshu lekvoa netziv echad. And the descendants of Nachshon ben Amdav, right? The descendants wanted to add on a pillar, Nitziv Echad, but we say that means an extra month. But this, the Romans didn't let them. Avobale Asufos Nesfu, but the ones who gathered, the Kavalon Nitziv Echad, they added on a month, Biyareach Shemesbo Aron HaKohen, in the month that Aron HaKohen died. When's that? Av. Right, it's the only yard site recorded in the Torah, the first day of the fifth month, Parshas Masay, I think, at the end of Bamidbar, where Aaron HaKohen dies, right? So therefore, Aaron died earlier, but the date is recorded in the Torah at the end of Bamidbar, and that's Av. So what do you see from here? You see they added on Av, right? Not just Adar. So how'd they do that? Answer, or at least, even if they didn't do it, they decided then, Rashi, Alma bebnei atchak ma'ainin be'ibur shana lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, but even before Rosh Hashanah, a month before Rosh Hashanah, Av Elul. So you see, it was even discussed beforehand. So even if it was Adar, but eventually, but had they even discussed it? So the Gemara answers, Chashuvi mechashvi giluy elomiglu. They could talk about it and discuss it, but they wouldn't be megalit until after Rosh Hashanah. right? So that it's not forgotten. Rashi says again, Shlo Yishkechu B'nei Agola, right? It's not forgotten. Don't have to do it too early. My Mashmadai Nitziv Lishad Yarachahu. How do you know that the word Nitziv means month, right? We said Nesher means the Romans. The other ones, Rashi explained. But how do you know the word Nitziv means month? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk said that Shlomo HaMelech appointed a different representative in charge of supplying all the food for each month, and he calls them the Nitziv. Ulishlomo Shlemasar Nitzivim al Kol Yisrael. V'chokulu asamelach v'es beso chodesh bashana. Everyone took another month, right? And therefore, you see the word Nitziv associated with months. V'aksiv v'nitziv echad asher ba'aretz. But there's another passage that says not 12, but one Nitziv. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Nachman, two different answers to that. Chad amar echad mamun al kulam. One says there was one overseeing all 12. V'chad amar keneged chodesh iber. And one says that one is referring to the extra month. And that's the Adar Sheni Nitziv. Obviously, the Nitziv also got his nickname from this pasuk. The Nitziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, happened to be his Rashi Tevis, but that's the word Nitziv is here in Sefer Melachim. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, we continue. We're not ma'abar the shana from a year to its friend. What does that mean? Rashi Tosfos. Rashi, Mishana Lechaverta. Im Shana Abba Tzricha La'aber. If next year needs Ibur, Ema'abrin Shana Zum Ibn Tzarche Shana Haba'a. I'm not Ma'aber this year because I know next year we're going to need it, so I might as well do it this year. No. If this year needs it, be Ma'aber this year. If next year needs it, be Ma'aber next year. You don't Ma'aber, we're not Ma'aber one year in order to help out with the problems of the following year. Tosfos quotes Rashi, doesn't like that, he doesn't think that sounds that way from the language. Ain halash on mashmakein. Elanira demairi lachashev. The mechashvin b'shana zu al shana shalachreah means we don't calculate, that we don't figure things out from one year to the next. Every year should be calculated, maybe things are going to change. You want to talk about it? Okay, but you have to redo it again next year. One should realize, right? This is not going to help you so much unless it's preparing, but you'd have to do the chishev again in the year itself. So, Ema Abernes Hashana. So, and also that might be not just on a practical level of things might change, but halachically, the Ibur and the Masu Maton is part of the process of the Ibur. And therefore, maybe that has to do with each and every year, and not Mishana Lechaverta. So, you're not Ma'abed Hashana Mishana Lechaverta, V'lo Shalosh Shanim Zu Achar Zu, and not 3 years in a row, right? You can't have 3 years in a row of Mu'ubaros, because that would just mess up the whole calendar. Mess up the whole calendar if you have three in a row. You'll get too much push to the different seasons. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva Sheikhosh Meso Asurim, V'Iber Shalosh Shanim Zu Achar Zu, when Rabbi Akiva was in jail, various stories and shots about when Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and they went to ask him things, right? And there's a story that he was Ma'abed 3 years in a row. Amru lo, they said, Misham Rai, is that really true? No, that's not true. Best in Yashuv, a couple achas, achas bismana. They discussed it with Rabbi Akiva, because there was no choice. He was in jail. They didn't know what was going to be with him. So they wanted to discuss it. He was an expert. He was the expert in all of these areas, and therefore they wanted to talk to him about it, but they didn't actually, they weren't actually mekadesh it until the times came. Period. Tana Rabbanan, ima abren es hashana lo bishvias. They weren't ma'abar the shana, that he wouldn't add on a month in Shemitah, or in, like the Rambam said before, unless there was a other need, but not in Motzai Shvias. Why? Because again, it is difficult. Difficult. Rashi, lo b'shvias, medium lines, lafisha ma'arichan aleim yisra avodas hakarka. Right? You have a longer time where you can't work the land. V'lo b'motzai shvias, shminas, or the eighth year, lafisha kala hayashan, ma'arichan aleim yisra chadash. Again, the yisra chadash. Right? There's not as much to eat in Motzai Shvita, because they didn't plan for the whole year, so it's difficult. So that is why, Rogil to be Ma'aber the Shana during Shemitah or the year after Shemitah. Masi Rogil Ma'aber, when would they? When was it Rogil? Erev Shvias. Erev Shvias, the year before Shemitah. Shabbat Shabbat Gamliel, Ma'aber b'motzoi Shvias. Right, Ben Shogam Leo weren't worried. They were Ma'aber in Motzoi Shmita. Why? Uplut the Dani Tanoi, and the root of the Machlokas, whether Motzoi Shmita, you can be Ma'aber, is based on the following issue. The Tanya, the Brisa says, can we import? If there's imports, then you can have an extra month of Motzoi Shvias. Doesn't matter. So the question is, would we allow importing? The Tanya, Ein Mevi'in Yerech Mechutz La'aretz. One, we do not bring vegetables from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Why? We'll see. Rabbi Seinu Itura, Rabbi Seinu Seitz Mutter. That's the root of the Machlokas. If we would bring in imports, then you could be Ma'aber Motzoi Shvita. It's not as bad. It's not as much of a nayu. What would be, what's the reason? Right, this is an unusual maybinayu. Usually that means what's the nafkamina. Here it means, as Rashi says, the maypliki. What's the root of the machlokas? Amr of Yirmiya, choshishin lugusheyen ikibinayu. Are we worried about the dirt of Eretz Yisrael, which we know, Chachamim, war, goes there on the Gush Eretz Ha'amim, that it is Matame Ba'oel, as Rashi says here, and if you bring in the dirt of Eretz, of Chutzla Eretz, you'll be Matame. So are we worried that you're going to bring in enough dirt to be Matame? So that's the Machlokes about the importing. Right? The Mishnah Aleph discusses there has to be a certain, like a tiny little piece of dirt, that's not an amount. You need, I think it's what's called Kechotem HaMartzufin. Right? The Mishnah Aleph, how big, how much do you need? Right? Let's say you bring in vegetables and there's dirt in between the vegetables, but it's not all in one place. You have to add it on, add it all up. That's the Mishnah Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. Afar Beis HaPras V'Afar Chutz La'aretz, Shabbat B'Yarek. The dirt that comes with the vegetables, mitztarfin kechosim hamartzufin, divrei Rabbi Elazar. But Elazar says you add it all up and you see there's a certain amount of dirt that was used to as a signet for the big sacks that they used to bring in. So as much dirt that is, it's mitztari from all the dirt in the vegetables. The chamomim no achiya b'makam echad kechosim hamartzufin. They have to be in one spot. Either way, the shear is the same. The machlokas is, what about the tziruf? What did Chazal say? But either way, that's the root of the machlokas, whether they're ma'aber in motza'i shmita. The Yad Ramah quotes another reason why we're not ma'aber in shmita. Number one, Rashi said it's difficult. The Yad Ramah says it is. The lashon of the Yad Ramah says the Yad Ramah quoting the Yerushalmi. Mefurish be Yerushalmi. He quotes this Yerushalmi from Shkalim in the first parak. Ki atam shei ma'aber b'shvias mevnei achodesh shemosifin ba. Interesting. What is it? You don't have another month where you don't do the mitzvah chumas and meisers. Maybe because you're losing out on the mitzvah. Maybe because the levim, the kohanim and the levim aren't going to get it. Let's go with the first pshat. But amar b'lashon hazeh ad kedon shvius motzai shvius minayin amar b'bon shalol rabos b'yisur chadash. So number one is shalom patrim and amaiser. The yesh mefarshim, and some say, said the Yad Rabbah, ema abram b'shvias, l'pnishe yada kol sholeta salasvichin. Because, as we know, everybody can walk around and take whatever grows. V'lo yimsu l'karbana omer v'shtei alechem. You won't have enough, potentially, for the omer and the shtei alechem. And we don't rely on an ace if we don't have to. So that's the two reasons. And the Yad Rabbah just adds on one more line. You have to go into these two reasons. U'me'achar demifrish taima demilsa b'yerushalmi, I gave one reason, the Yerushalmi gave another reason, but since the Yerushalmi gave that reason, so it must be, we're chayav to be somechane, we're chayav to rely on that one, because that's the one that's mefurish. The Gemara in the Bavli doesn't give any other reason, so he says, that's why chayav lismachale Yerushalmi. Important lasha. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara towards the bottom. E ma'abrin es hashana mipnei hatoma. We're not ma'abrin the shana mipnei hatoma because there's a worry that everybody's going to be tameh when they bring the Karban Pesach. So we're not ma'abrin the shana mipnei hatoma. How would it be? Rashi quotes two different days. How would they know in Adar to already be ma'abrin the shana because people are going to be tameh on Pesach? What if the nasi is very sick and the doctors say he has a certain amount of time to live and he's going to die in Erev Pesach? Right, or shisha yamim kodem yutameim, or it was a couple of days earlier, they were tamei, and maybe they ran out of paraduma ashes, some say, or ruba tameim, right, v'kal sefer apara, v'ne yochel l'mso'achshav paraduma, right, so all of these, you're not ma'aber, why? Because they could just do the Karban Pesach b'tuma. B'tuma is not a reason to be ma'aber. Rabbi Yehuda or Ma'aber. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we are Ma'aber. Machlokes Tanon. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ezeh B'chizkiyah Melch Yehuda, Shibur Es HaShana V'nei HaTuma. One second. There's a story of Chizkiyah Melch Yehuda, that he was Ma'aber the Shana, B'nei HaTuma, U'bikish Rachman Malasma, and then he wanted to do Tshuva. He thought he did something Ma'aber, like Rabbi Yehuda said, but then he did Tshuva, meaning you can't. The Gemara's going to talk about it. That's Steer and Rabbi Yehuda. But he was Ma'aber. U'bikish Rachman Malasma, Shtichsiv, Ki Marbis Om Rabbas Me'Ephraim, U'menashe Yisachar B'zvulun Lo, they ate the Pesach inappropriately. So you see, Chizkiyah HaMelech asked for tshuva. The Margalos Hayam says this last lashon. You see, he was ma'aber, and then he did Hashem HaTov Yechaper. So he quotes, that's the source for saying Ula Chaparas Pasha. When we add on a month, and we add that into the Shmona Esrei. Zeo makarla minageinu lomar b'shana muberes b'tzilas musaf sharosh chodesh u'l'chaparas pasha b'kachas rachanim shi'chaper ba'ad hotzas hashana meher gela. And as long as we also asking that we did it, hopefully that it was done properly. But either way, that's the so the Brisa says the Rabban Tana Kama says we're not ma'abar the Shana because of Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda says we are. Then Rabbi Yehuda says Chizkiyo did it and he asked for tshuva because he was upset that he did it. Rabbi, let's finish the Brisa first. Rabbi Shimon Omer im ibnei Tumah ibruha muberes. If it was because of Tumah, it does work. So that's not why he asked for tshuva. That's not what he thought he did wrong. So why was he mevakish rachamim? Sheima abrin ala adar. For who iber nisan benisan. He could only be ma'aber adar, and he was ma'aber nisan benisan. We'll have to see. That does not mean actual nisan. It means on the last day of adar, he waited, and then the day that could have been Rosh Chodesh nisan already, he made it into Adar. Reb Shimon Yehuda, Omer Mishim Reb Shimon, last line of the Braisa, Mebnei Shehesi, as Yisrael, Lasas Pesach Sheni. He advised Bnei Yisrael to Pesach Sheni, when they shouldn't have done Pesach Sheni. They didn't have to do Pesach Sheni. Either way, all of these, this is the Braisa, now the Gemara is going to talk about all the Braisa, but even before that, which, in the days of Chizkiyo, what Tumah was it, that he was Ma'aber the Shana? So Rashi quotes, it was Tumas Avodah Zarah, because, as we know, Chizkiyo was Metaher, he brought everybody to Tshuva, unbelievable Baal Tshuva movement in the days of Chizkiyo HaMelech, unbelievable learning that took place. We'll see in the Gemara later on. But Chizkiyo was one of the greatest kings, right? One of the greatest tzaddikim. So he got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. And we know Avodah Zarah is Metameh, just like Mace. Second to last line in Rashi. Shenitzbu b'imei achas aviv b'avodah zarah. Shlochash shuvu Torah v'yachizkiyo machzir lemutav. And they didn't have time to get everybody to Torah. That's Rashi. It's avodah zarah. Tosis quotes another day. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, bottom Tosis. Ubi Yerushalmi Omer, de golgalso shel aravna hayavusi. The skull of Aravna, the one who sold the makom hamikdash to David HaMelech, they found the skull under the Mizbeach. And that made everybody tamei. Ask Tosis, Vitema, Shari Yecholim Litar. What do you mean? What do you mean they found it? They would have been able to become Tar. Why do they have to be Ma'averit? Right? Do you have the Hazah? They for Par Loya Chaserim. They had plenty of Efer Par Aduma, or the whole Bayis Rishon. The Mishnah says in Para that they had from one Par Aduma throughout all the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They used seven in the days of Ezra, the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, but they used one. Right, so that's the Tosfos is bothered, just what the Yerushalmi means. Why couldn't they become Tar? And the other issue brought up by many others, the Margolis Hayam here has a summary of all the different dais of, you know, how exactly, how is there a skull there? Didn't they check? How is he buried there? Very unclear. They know the Bihudin in Maradur Tinyana Arachayim. Simon Pevav quotes from his son, right? That Ba'osa Tumah, and who was in the Beis HaMikdash anyway under the Mizbeach? Only the Kohanim. So the Kohanim, maybe that was the problem, right? Bishvil Kohanim, you're not Ma'aber the Shana, right? Just only because of Rov Yisrael, or some of Yisrael. But here, only the Yisraelim weren't there. So that's the question. The question is, the major question is, how exactly the skull, what was it doing there? What was it doing there? Right, that's the question. Margolis Hayam quotes many different answers for that. And even if it was there, Aravna wasn't Jewish. Right, and Aravna, and Tumas Ohel for, again, Machlokas Tanoim, but we pass like Reb Shimon, it's not Matame Ba'ohel. Please, maybe Tumas Mikdash is Chamura. Maybe it was Tumas Ritzutza. It didn't have a place to get out, so it was even Matame Ba'maga. Maybe he was a Ger Toshav. Maybe he actually converted. But all of those days. But either way, he then continues, the Magolis Hayam says, Hein Etzem Mitzias HaGogolos V'makam HaKodesh Maflia Ma'od Eich Yizkabel Al Adas. How is it possible? Shacharisha Kanadav and Makam HaMikdash Me'aravna Horshol Likavar Sham. He allowed him to be buried there. Vatzmosav Yisharu Sham Kishabana Shlomo Abayis Shashar Sabo Ashchina U'biyicha. The Gemara says in Zvachim Shkol Eretz Yisrael Beduka. So surely this spot was Beduka. Unless you say that, you know, somehow it got in afterwards. And all the different suggestions how it got in afterwards. Maybe it was Karov LaMikdash and during one of the conrings it rolled in, one of the wars. Either way, it's difficult exactly how it got there. Okay, let's continue. So we have this day of all the different opinions about being Ma'amer B'Pnei HaTumah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shah, says the Gemara, two dots. Omer Ma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin. Alma Isla the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, Ma'abrin B'Pnei HaTumah. Why would he do that? Let him just do it on Erev Pesach B'Tumah. It must be Rabbi Yehuda says, we try not to do that. Alma Isla the Rabbi Yehuda Tumah D'Chuyi B'Tzibah. It must be Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah is D'Chuya, meaning not Hutra, it's not totally Mutter, Sugi that comes up here and by Bikuach Nefesh and by elsewhere. We don't have time to go through it right now, but Rabbi Yehuda holds tum is dechuya, meaning you try to do whatever you can not to rely on the heter, and that's why you have to be ma'abarit. Ivar Tanya, but doesn't the Brisa say tzitz, bein sheyesh no mitzcho, bein sheyesh no mitzcho, maratza de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says whether the tzitz is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or not, when? Machlokas Rashi Yad Ramah. Rashi, at the time of the tumah, the Yad Ramah says, what difference does that make? At the time of the hakrava, right, that's the way they have it, not when the carbon became tameh, or the person, but when the hakrav is going on. So, Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's not on his head, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, od al mitzcha maratze, ain od al mitzcha ina maratze, if it's on his head, great, if not, it's not maratze, it does not bring a kapara for the tumah. Amal Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol v'yom kippur yochiach, Rabbi Shimon says, really? It has to be on his head? What about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? She'ain al mitzcha maratze, it's one of the big days zahav, so he doesn't wear it, and it works, it's maratze on tumah. Don't bring me rice from Yom Kippur, where all the avodas of Yom Kippur are tzibur. Shetuma hotra b'tzibur. Tuma is hotra b'tzibur. So don't bring me rice from Yom Kippur. What do you see from there? Rabbi Yehuda holds tuma is hotra b'tzibur. So how does Rabbi Yehuda here say dechuya, and that's why you have to be ma'aber? So the question in the Taimeich, forget that question. As we mentioned before, there's an inner contradiction in the Brisa. Tikshi l'cha higufa. Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'abrin, and then Rabbi Yehuda brings a rye the other way. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda ma'isa b'chizkiyom elk Yehuda, sh'ibar sashana b'bnei atoma, u'pikish rachmim al'atzmo. So you see, why did you do tshuva for? So even before we ask a question from external question, internally there's a problem. Elachisirim echzer v'achiktani. It must be the chisirim echzer, and this is how you read the Brisa. Ein ma'abrin sashana b'bnei atoma. V'imibruam u'beres. You don't do it, but it works b'di'evet. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Mu'uber. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't work. Right? Why? What the Chazuran here says, because they were gozer, so you don't do it. V'yom Rabbi Yehuda v'chulu. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll bring you a raya that it's not Mu'uber, so you see he did tshuva. Says Gemara Yahachi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Emepeh, Aptuma, Ibru, Mu'uberes, Haino Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama, the same shita, that it works b'di'evet. The difference is, lechadchila. The Tanakhama holds, we're not ma'abar lechadchila, and Rabbi Shimon says, we are ma'abar lechadchila. Period. And Tani Namiyachi, we also have the following brayse. Ma'abar is ashana b'nei atumah lechadchila. It says a beferish. The Tanakhama says, we're not ma'abar lechadchila. Rabbi Shimon omer ma'abrin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, we would be ma'aber lechadchila. El v'nei ma'bigish rachim al'atzvo, so why was Chizkiyo so upset that he wanted to do tshuva? She'im ma'aberin ala adar. For Iber Nisan b'Nisan, because he messed up when, right? He only ma'aber adar, and he did Nisan b'Nisan. What does that mean? Amar mar, she'im ma'aberin ala adar, v'u Iber Nisan b'Nisan. For les le'la Chizkiyo, Chizkiyo doesn't say what we said before. You can't be ma'aber Nisan. You can't add on two Nisan. There's only one Nisan, like we said before. It's only Adar. Ta'abed Shmuel. He made a mistake regarding the din of Shmuel. Da'amar Shmuel, ma'aber Nisan of Yom Shloshim Shel Adar, Hol V'roy L'Kovo Nisan. On the 30th day of Nisan, which, on the 30th day of Adar, which could really be Nisan if Eitim come, so then that's too late. That's too late to add on an extra month. The Iyu Sava originally held Hol V'roy Lo Amrin, and he thought that you don't say that, but then he realized and he made a mistake. The Gilyoni Ashasi quotes a Radvaz that talks about this Gemara as well. Okay, one final point. Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishum Rav Shimon. Again, Tumot Betzibur, as we know, is a huge topic. We just don't have time to go into it right now. But one should realize that the Hutra and Dechuyah discussion comes up by Tuma, comes up by Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, comes up by Isurin in general, by Pikuach Nefesh, comes up by Asi Dechalos Asay. Right? Hutra and Dechuyah is a major Shas topic. Weiter. Rishivet Yehuda Omer Mishir Rishimim. Rishayesh Yez Yisrael Asot Bezach Sheini. Right? He advised Bnei Yisrael to do Bezach Sheini inappropriately. That's why he wanted to do Tshuva. What was the exact mistake? Hey Chidami, Amar Avashi, Kigon Shai Yisrael Mechzat Tameh Mechzat Tahorim. First possibility. Bnei Yisrael were half and half. Half Tameh, half Tahor. Right? If they were mostly Tameh, then you don't do Pesach Sheni. Only a Miat gets pushed to Pesach Sheni. Not the Rabbim. But here it was half and half. V'noshim Mashlimos L'Tahorim. But the women, if you add the women, then most of the women were Tahor. So there's more people that are Tahor, but Othos Aleihem. And therefore, most Bnei Yisrael are Tahor, so then you would push the Miat to Pesach Sheni. Meikar Savar, but originally he thought Noshim Barishon Chova, women are obligated in the Karban Pesach to have a Mi'uta Tamehian. And if you add them, then only the minority of Bnei Yisrael are Tameh, or Miyuta Mitchel, the Pesach Sheni, and you push on the Pesach Sheni, and you don't do a Chodesh HaIbur. But then he changed his mind. So Tameh, most are Tameh, according to the according to the calculations, v'ruba lo mitchal Pesach Sheni, and the rov wouldn't be pushed to Pesach Sheni, and that's why he was mitcharet that he had said, told them to do Pesach Sheni instead of the Ibor getting confused. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Again, Gufa is relating to the to this, but we continue. Beit Hashem. Again, tomorrow's daf will be the Shabbos daf will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll get back to Beit Hashem, a regular schedule with daf Yudal. Okay, we will stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored, Lurafua Shalema, Rina Blima Baschaya Rezel, Lurafua Shalema.